Anytime you have a shaila that somebody is a tamei meis, can he bring a korban tzibor? We say it's mamish, the Torah was matrit. As if to say there's no tumah. The Torah wasn't makbar on tumah meis against a korban tzibor. So I don't care if we have kanim tohirim. So what? The mamish allowed to do it. And Rashi says, kol tumas meis betzibor shayi rachmona. Dechsev ish kiyiyah tumah lenefesh. If a person touched the mace, he's tamei, is yaseh pesach sheni. He can't bring a pesach rishon. He's pushed off to bring a carbon pesach sheni. Now the din was ish nitchel pesach sheni. Only yechidim. If one person, a private person, is tamei, he can't bring a pesach rishon. He has to be pushed off to pesach sheni. Aber v'ein tzibor nidochim. But the tzibor is not pushed off to pesach sheni. If the tzibor is tamei, they're allowed to bring it the pesach rishon. Avu zovin umitzaroyin nidois v'yoldois shetumason yotzola migufay. Mashaykin, somebody that's tamei because something came out of his body, like a nidor or a zovo, then we say lohutra. For them, there's no hutra. That kohen can't bring the carbon, even the carbon tzibor. O boyal nidor can either. Who are then the boyal nidor is also the same way. A boyal nidor cannot bring the carbon because his tuma is not hutra by tzibor. So that's the issue why our first Mishnah says that even though when the kohen gadol does the avodah in Yom Kippur, it's similar like he's doing a carbon tzibor. But still, we have to be masters, take him away from his wife 7 days before. Because we're afraid maybe he'll boil his wife when she's a nidah. And then the Kohen Gadol will have tumas, nidah on him, and that's not hutra b'tzibur. For that, he can't bring a korban tzibur. It's only we're not afraid he'll touch a mace. Because a tumas mace is hutra b'tzibur. Mashenki and tumah boil nidah, that's us to bring a korban. So that's why our Mishnah is very makfid. The Kohen Gadol has to stay away from his wife 7 days beforehand. Yeah. So, kids, so this is a machlekes Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashis. What's the halacha of a korban tzibur that's brought betuma? Is the mamish hutra? By the second lashon of Nachman, mamish that there's no isra at all. Mashenkin, according to the first lashon of Nachman, mashman is a chumra then. That if you have mamish there, torim, you're supposed to let them do it. Yeah. But halacha we pass like Rosh Hashis, that tum is only called duchui hi betzibur. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshis, minora minalua. How do I know what I'm saying? The Rashi says that after the korban tzibur could be brought to tumah, it's only if there's no way out. But mechila, you're supposed to try your best, even if all the kohanim in today's Beis Av is tamei, try and get other kohanim to do the avodah. How do I know this? The Tanya learns in a price like this. Tomorrow Menachis. Ho yo'imed u'makriv mincha seimer. A kohen was going to bring the mincha seimer. That's on the second day of Pesach. You bring the mincha seimer. V'nitmas b'yodai. And the mincha itself, the seirim became tamei. V'nitmas b'yodei is oimer u'mevien acheres tachteh. We say, no, it's supposed to do. Try and find other. It's supposed to serve, no? Azaim is both from seirim. Or shtelech mi'ah. Try and get other seirim. Oimer u'mevien acheres tachteh. Try and get some other seirim, some other barley. But this is the only barley you could find, this is the only mincha you could get, then we tell this kohen, oimrim loy, we tell the kohen, have a pekeach, be smart, v'shosek, and be quiet. So then we say, if you can't get anything else, use the mincha, since the mincha soimer is a korban tzibur, then avad mitzvot, you're allowed to bring it betumah. But metchila, what does the braisa say? That if you could find other menachis, find another mincha to bring. Don't use this mincha that became tamei. Try and bring another mincha that's not tamei. So here you see a raya that tumah is only duchuya b'tzibur, not hutra. So the Gemara Ketani Mies, it says in this brayse here that oimer u'mevi and acheres tachteh. If this mincha, this flower here became tamei, we say try and get other flour that's not tamei. So here it's a raya to Rosh Hashis that tumah is only duchuya. Try your best to find something that's tor, and don't use something that's tamei. So Rav Nachman answers back, no, this price is not a kasha to me. My dina moidu to you, hei chodike shirayim lachila. That when you bring in a korban, that there's something left over that you're supposed to eat the shirayim, then I moidu try and do it b'tayra. Because that's what I say, tum is hutra b'tzibur, it's only hutra negate to that krova. That you're allowed to bring the korban, you can bring the dam on the mizbeach, and burn the emurim. Mashenkin or kohen is not allowed to eat it. If it's tumay, the kohen can't eat it. The only thing we have that's possible to eat for tumah is a korban pesach. We have the gwamam yomim sochim. But any other korban, even though it's brought for tumah, you're not allowed to eat the shirayim if it's tummy. So therefore, Rav Nachman is moedim that here by this minchas oimer, that true, you were makta part of it, you made the kemitzah or makta it, but the shrine, the leftover, the kanim were allowed to eat. So since there's a mitzvah for the kanim to eat the rest of the leftover of the mincha, you're supposed to try and be makta to get a mincha that's tor. So here Rav Nachman is also moedim. If you could find a mincha Torah, you have to look around for another mincha. And don't use this mincha, this flour, that's tummy. See Rashi? Moedina hecha dikish shirayim lachila. The afagav the korban si bekorban betuma, or beena necho betuma. That's the Rav Nachman holds that tuma is hutra betzibur, the sorum negate to that krovi, you could bring it on the mizbeach, but not that the kohen can eat the leftover. To the armina veketa solen. Over mincha and the knetzes medina de madrina lasses petairo. She is shirayim necholim. A mincha that the loch is you make a kemitza and that's all you burn on the mizbeach. See shirayim, the leftover flour, the kanim are supposed to eat it. There Rav Nachman is moedim etchila, shirayim fine flour that's tor. Fighter. Meisrim. Have another kasha though. For another tesefti menachis. Hoya makriv minchas parim. A kohen that was bringing a mincha for a par, as he brought this korban, and there's a lacha from the sochim. With the korban, with the par, you also bring the sochim, you bring a mincha. The elim ukvosim. Who then is bringing the mincha for korban of an ayol, is bringing the mincha for kvosim. That after you bring the korban itself, the animal, you bring him a mincha also. The nitmas biyodoi, and the mincha, the flour became tomei, is a lacha oimer. We tell the kohen that's bringing this mincha. Oimer umevi in acheres tachter. Try and find other flour that's tor. Don't use this flour that's tummy. Even though the Havamim is talking about a minchas of a korban seber. Still we say try and find other flour that's tor. The main shamelhi, if this is the only flour you could find, only this tomatika flour, then oimrim loy, we tell the kohen, have a tikeach ushoik, be smart and be quiet. Now what? You could do it betumah. Because since it's a korban tzibur, it's a dechuya betzibur. But I call putting this clearly, it's only dechuya. It's only if you can't find anything else, then you could use it. But matchili, you're supposed to try and find a tardika flower. Because it's not like Rav Nachman. Now, my lab, what are we talking about here? Purim elu mekvosim dechag. We're talking about the korbanos tzibur that's brought on Yom Tovim. And the halacha is that on the Yom Tov or the mincha is kula kolo, the whole thing is burnt. So since the whole thing is burnt, there's no achila involved. So it's a kasha to Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, since this is the korban seed here, and the flour, there's no shirayim to be eaten, so here it should be hutra. So what do I care if this flour is tamei? Why does the Brisa say you have to look for a flour that's tor? Why? Rav Nachman says it's mamash hutra. Strashi, my lav parim ve'elam dechag, shein korban seber, uzmanim kavua, there's a zman kavua, you have to bring a badat katrei on Yom Tov, o minchas nesochim doiche tuma. Now the mincha for the nesachim for the korban is also deichetuma. Hokatami still we say, Oimu mevien acheras tachter, try and find other flour. Alma dechuyi b'tzibur. So we see clearly that the halacha is, even though it became tamei, you're allowed to use it, that soon if you have no other choice. But metchila, try and find flour at store. So what's the kasha to Rav Nachman? Have the Gemara know. Omalach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer you like this. Loi. We're not talking about the korbanos that are brought on Yom Tovim. That's mamash a korban tzibur. Loi, parim, we're talking about here now, par avodah zarah. We're talking about if a tzibur did the chet of avodah zarah, and they have to bring a par for korban eila. So Rashi says, par the avodah zarah. The tzibur, it's a korban tzibur takam, avo eilahi, it's a korban eila, otuna nesochim b'shlach lecho. So this, he says, we'll soon see why, this is not doichetumah. Loi, parim, par avoy de zora. Now, afagav the tzibru, even though it's a korban tzibur, we're talking about the tzibur who did the aveira of avoy de zora, b'shoigi, that they have to bring a special korban. Still, this korban is not hutra b'tzibur. Why? Kivod loi kfiya loi zman. Since it's not a kavua dik zman, there's no zman when you have to bring the korban. If the tzibur did the chet of avoy de zora, true, they need a kapara, they're supposed to bring this korban oila. But when do they have to bring it? The Torah didn't say zman when you have to bring it. So any time there's not a kfiyah tikkas man, then just like this korban is not doicha Shabbos, who then is not doicha tumah either? Is mela madrinin, we have to bedafka try and find a Torah dikkas flour. And you can't use it if you, mela b'tchila, you have to try and find a Torah dikkas one. But einach nami, if you can't find a Torah dikkas one, then you are allowed to use this Tumah dikkas one. So who that's a kasha? If you're telling us now that even though it's a korban tzibur, it doesn't have the din of hutra b'tzibur, so why b'dieved are you allowed to do it? So Tayyus Taka speaks out and says, the Tatzai says, he says that the klal is kol shein zman kavua in the middle of the Tosfos, that kol shein zman kavua ain't a doich lo yis the Shabbat lo yis the tuma. Any korban, even though the tzibur has to bring it, if there's not a special time when you have to bring it, it's not doich Shabbos. You can't bring it on Shabbos. Who then you can't do it for tuma? Afal pishu korban tzibur. I trace the kasha vode mevia betuma. I wanted to say here, if you can't find any other menachas, any other flour, you're allowed to use this tomatika flour. I why? So he says, "Haino mishum the ritzuya tzitz," not because tum is duchuya betzibur, but because the tzitz is maratzit b'dieved. V'davke tumas korban the maratzit tzitz. That's only if the korban itself, like here we're talking about the mincha, the flour itself became tummy, or else by an animal after shchit, if the meat became tummy, then we say b'dieved the tzitz is maratzit because there was l'sul see the sugya because of the tzitz that the kohen gadol wears, that's maratzit on tuma. Avo tumas haguf tekanim. But let's say the Kohen became Tomei. Lo yitchel gabayu klal. He's not mutter at all to do the avoida, even though there's no way to find Karam Dratorim. The Lagamri Chosh of Korban Yochid. Hey, this Korban, even though it's brought for the Tzibur, but since it's not as man Kivua, Lamaiser has look like a Korban Yochid. Therefore, even if all the Kohanim are Tomeiim, they're not allowed to bring this Korban now. There's only a loch if the meat or the flour of the Mincha becomes Tomei, then we say the Tzitz is Maratza. That's Pshand is Brysom. That the mincha of this korban for avoid the zora became tummy. So therefore, matchil avadi is supposed to find tordika flour. But for the ever, if you can't find any tordika flour, then you could be same with the tzitz maratza. Yeah. So that's a teretz for the par, right? The elim. What korban are we talking about? What korban is the elim? The eloi shel Aaron. We're talking about on Yom Kippur. That's what the Kohen Gadol brings his own private aisle on Yom Kippur. The Afagav, the Kfilo Zman, here, even though there's a Zman when you have to bring this Korban, like it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, of a Kivan, the Yochidu, but since it's only a Korban Yochid for the Kohen Gadol's own private Korban, Mahadrinan. Metchilo, we have to try and find a Tordika Mincha, flour. It's only with the evidence, if you can't find a Tordika flour, that you're allowed to do it. Sechura Toys, there's the Kashim Monashach. Like if you consider this like a Korban Yochid, so why even with the Evid are you allowed to do it? So Tayyus gives the Teretz to Yechidish, the second Teretz, near the end. V'yeshleima, Tayyus says, the man the Yoma Tumo Heterhu, the one that said the Tum is Hutra, the Kuloi Hutra Tumo Mediraisa. Mediraisa, all the any Korbin, it Tumas Mace is Hutra. Ele Medirabon and Gozra, who the every Korbin Yochid. To sound, Tayyus Chidish is. That midiraisi holds, if tumas hutra, there's no difference between a korban tzibur and a korban yochid. Even a korban yochid, if the kohen is a tamei meis, midiraisi it's mutter. It's elo midirabon and gozrum. It's only midirabon that on a korban yochid there were gozer that if the kohen is tamei, it's mutter. Who's there the korban yochid? But the one that says it's tachuya, the same thing. Midirais it's tachuya by everything. Zaya korban yochid, zaya korban tzibur. It's only midirabbanan, the rabbanan will machmur by korban yochid. So what Tayyus Teretz says here also, that even according to Rav Nachman, that he holds, the tum is hutra b'tzibur, but midirabbanan though by a korban yochid, it's only like tachuya. Therefore you have to try and find a tordika flour. That's why here, that metchila try and find a flour that's tor. But yeah, but if you can't, it's okay. Now, Avada, this that Taisa says that even by a korban yochid, midiraisa it's like hutra b'tzibur, he only means here a korban yochid that's a kfuul ozman, like a eloi shel Aaron, that on Yom Kippur it's kfuul ozman, he has to bring this korban on Yom Kippur. So, since this korban yochid, even though it's a korban yochid, but since it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, midiraisa it's also hutra b'tzibur, and it's only midirabonin that midchili you have to try and find something that's tahor. Mashenken here, it's a korban yochid, even though midirais it's mutter, but midirabbanan though, I'll call upon him, you have to try and find a tordika one first. Vaita kvosim, the third part of the price it says, you brought the mincha for a korban of a keves, is the keves saboim oimer. We're talking about on the second day of Pesach, when we bring the korban oimer. the kvasim is brought in. The ikon shirayim lachila. So even though that keves, that korban is a korban seber, and the mincha that's brought with it is also a korban seber, then why does this price say metchila try and find flour that's tor? The Teretz says Rav Nachman's also made here that since the mincha of the omer, the shirayim, the leftover is eaten by the kayin, and if it was tamei, the kanim are not allowed to eat it. So therefore, metchila try and find flour that's tor. Like we had before, Rav Nachman is also moedim that nageya to shirayim that's supposed to be eaten, if it's going to be brought when it's tamei, the lachar is you can't eat it when it's tamei. So metchila try and find tor dika flour. So male, this price is also not a speed with Rav Nachman. Yeah. Right. Meisve, I have another kasha for Rav Nachman. So the din like this: dam shenitma, dam of a korban that became tamei. Hey, she made a shchita, a korban oila, you made a kabbalos adam, and now a sheretz touched the dam. Vizorku, and the kohen took this dam and made his rik on the mizbeach, is b'shoigig hurtza. If they did it b'shoigig, the kohen did not realize that this dam is tamei, the locker is the korban is good. It's called hurtza. The Bailam has his kapora, it's a good korban. V'mezit, let's say the kohen knew what he was doing, he knew the dam was tamei, and still he went and took this dam and put it on the mizbeach, is loy hurtza. We say then, it's not hurtza. So what does lehurtza mean? Rashi says b'meizid lehurtza means v'afal pisha tzitz meratza. Even though midiraisa the korban is a good korban, because we'll soon see the tzitz meratza on tuma that happens to the korban itself. The tzitz meratza tzitz says that it's okay. Still we say kansur rabbonin. It's a knas to rabbonin. Shlo yehei bosa nechol. That what's the knas? That when the kohanim made this rika here, it's lehurtza means that you can't eat the meat. That's all. Avo bailam miyom mit niskapru. But avada the bailam have its kapora. Let's say it was a korban chatis. So the kohen after the zrika sadam, the bailam has his kapora. It's only a kanas that the kohanim cannot eat the meat. To loynesichul nazara. Because we can't be mechayiv the bailam to bring another korban chatis. Because since midiraisa it's kosher, he'll be chul nazara the second korban. To midiraisa chozi, because midiraisa the first korban is okay. O miyom sharmina mino, the lav heteri. Our koponim, you see here clearly, it's not hutra. Because if tumor is hutra b'tzibur, so b'zoi, why do we say b'mezid? There's a kenas, why should there be a kenas? It's not as hutra, you're allowed to do it. Now the Gemara poshid, kitan yehi diyochid, it's no kashan of Nachman. Who says this price is talking about a korban tzibur? The price is talking about a korban yochid. And a korban yochid of Nachman is also made that you're not allowed to do it. And the way Taisa said before, it's only the Rabban of the Gedin, that Taisa Shita is. That Midiraisa of Nachman Old, even a Korban Yochid, it's Hutra Bituma. It's only Midirabban, the Rabban asked you. But a Kolpon of a Korban Yochid, the Rabban said, you're not allowed to bring the Bituma. So Melos the Dam becomes Tomei, Midirabban, you're not allowed to bring it. So if the Kohen Benezid went to put it on the Mizbeach, the Rabban made a Knas, you're not allowed to eat the meat. But there's only a Knas by a Korban Yochid. Mashenk in a carbon seber of Nachman holds that the dam would be hutter, spamish mutter gomma to put it on the mizbeach. Even if the dam became tomei, so what? It's hutter but seber. Right. Toshima, come on, bring you another raya. And aloha al maha tzitz meratza. What is this tzitz? This beggar, the current gold, the wears. The tzitz, like we'll soon see a posik, to say it's meratza. That it helps for something, even though without it, it's possible. With it, it becomes kosher. What does the tzitz make acceptable? Al maha tzitz meratza, al hadam v'al habosa v'al achelu shenitma. In a case where you have a korban and the dam of the korban became tamei, or else al habosa the meat of the korban became tamei, v'al achelu the emurim of the korban became tamei. Shenitma vein b'shoyge vein b'mezid, whether the tumah happened b'shoyge, whether it happened b'mezid, vein b'yoynis vein b'rotzen, whether it happened willingly or loynis, you're forced, vein b'yochid vein b'tzibur, whether it's a korban yochid, whether it's a korban tzibur. Still we say the tzitz is meratza. The tzitz says that you're allowed to bring the dam. Now, vi salko daitach, tumma, hutihi b'tzibur, according to you, Rav Nachman, that you say any type of tumma, at least tumma's mace, is hutra b'tzibur, or b'zoi lomalin l'ritzuyi. What do we have to come on to the tzitz to the meratza? His testis b'raisa says, l'chura bein b'yochad bein b'tzibur. Mash mivim by a carbon tzibur, if the blood becomes tummy, you know why it's okay to put it on the mizbeach? Because the tzitz is meratza. But you need the tzitz. Without the tzitz, it wouldn't be good. According to you, Rav Nachman, you say tum is hutra b'tzibur. No geit or korban tzibur, it's as if there's no halach of tumah. So even without the tzitz, you should be allowed to put this dam on the mizbeach. Have the Gemara, Omalach, Rav Nachman will answer you, Einach Anami. When does this braisa say that we need the tzitz is what's making it kosher, is ad the yochid. It's only going on a korban yochid. On a korban tzibur, we don't need the tzitz. The braisa just says, bein bi yochid, bein bi tzibur, that the loch is, if the dam goes on the mizbeach, the korban is kosher. Maybe for the korban tzibur, you don't need the tzitz. The Rav Nachman Shita is, by korban tzibur, it's hutra. Even without the tzitz, a loch of tzitz still will be good. So Rashi says, Bain Batsibra, this is the Havamina, Omid the boy tzitz for Ritsuye, since you need the tzitz to make that this blood is kosher, Shemamina lav heteru. We see that the Tumah is not Hutra Batsibra. Oma ben Yochle Tzibur. What's the difference then? Sha Yochid ein Tumes Haguf Nitchetzloi. The Nachmina is that by a Korban Yochid, a Tumas Haguf, if the Kain becomes Tumay, he can never bring a Korban Yochid. Shaina tzitz maratza Tumas Haguf. Because the tzitz doesn't help when the koyin is tummy. The tzitz only helps if the korban itself is tummy, if the dam, the meat, or the chalif. But if the koyin is tummy, then the tzitz doesn't help. So for korban yochid, if the koyin is tummy, there's no way he could bring a korban yochid. If the meat or the dam became tummy, then we say the tzitz is maratza. The shel tzibo, mashenken by korban tzibo, then we say, nidches tumes aguf etzlom. That even Tumas Aguf is Hutter, is Nitcha by Korban Sibur. For Loyai de Tzitz, not because of the Tzitz, but that's the Lochum. That Tumas is the Chuyah B'tzibur, or according to Rav Nachman, it's Hutra B'tzibur. But I call part of Miyu Shemina Mino, the Kasher here is, Midaboy Tumas Bosser V'yerlim. B'tzibur Tzitz, since it says, this Brisa says, that the reason why you could bring the Dam and the Bosser of a Korban Sibur is because of the Tzitz, is Shemamina Tumas Aguf Shenitchis Etzlam, B'kushi Nitchis. Even a tumas aguf that a kohen could do it is only bekushi, like dechuya. V'chokama demetzin laduri atayra madrinin. As long as you could find something that's Torah, do it betayra and not do it betuma. So of course a kasha and Rav Nachman. That would the most terrors know that ki katoni atitz marat sad the yochid katoni. V'tzibar ahachsher katoni. Shav shel tzibar kosha. That's all. V'loyei de tzitz. Einichlam. According to Rav Nachman, the Brice is just saying the din that a carbon tzibar is also kosher. But why? Not like a yochid that needs the tzitz, even without the tzitz. Because tum is hutra b'tzibur. That can be shot in even the contra of Nachman. For Yiboy is saying another terrace is like this. Afilu tema b'tzibur. Even if you want to say no, this b'rais is talking about a korban tzibur. And still the b'rais says, we need the tzitz to be meratza. Have the gemara ba'aha necht lo kevi lozman. I'll tell you, it's talking about a korban tzibur, like we had before, when the tzibur did the chet of avodah zarah. That the tzibur has to bring a korban for the avodah zarah. But I call upon him that korban has no zman. There's no special day when you have to bring it. So since that korban tzibur doesn't have a kviyas zman, just like it's not doich a Shabbos, it's not doich a tumridah. There's no din tumah hutrum by such a korban. So the main law, in such a korban, let's say the blood became tamei, you know why if they put it on the mizbeach it's kosher? Only because the tits is maratza. So that's where this braisa comes in good according to Rav Nachman. This braisa that says that a korban seber also needs the tits to be maratza for the tumah and the dam is talking about a korban of a fravoy de zoro. That's not kfi loizman, so therefore it's not the hutra of the tzibur. Right. Neisvei, I have another kashan of Nachman. Neisvei. The Bryce says like this. The Pasuk in Shemai says, V'nosa Aaron es avoin hakodeshim. Aaron carries a certain chet, a certain oven hakodeshim. This is the Pasuk talking about, that since Aaron wears the tzitz helps that a certain chet that by itself should be possible, the korban shouldn't be good, but because the kohen gadol will soon see, inshallah, if he has to wear it or not, but because of this begid of the tzitz carries the oven. The tzitz says that the korban is still kosher. For the Gemara, v'chi eiza oven hu noisa. Which chet, which oven, which something that was done wrong by the korban, do we say that because of the tzitz, the korban is kosher? Im oven tigul, if you want to say that the koyin, mamish had machsheves tigul, that b'shah shchita, he thought, chuslas manu, chuslam koymoi, harei kvanemu, the Torah says, no, lo yirotzen, the Torah says it's possible. Of tigul we know is possible. Even though it's a korban tzibur, even though the korban has its tzitz, so what? The korban is posel. So you can't say that the tzitz is maratz on pigul. The oven noiser, if you say oven noiser, Rashi says that means not really left overnight. The oven noiser means also, he had the machshavat idit, chuslim kaimai. Is harei kvanem ala yichoshiv. The Torah also says, such a machshava passes the korban, and the korban is posel. Let's see Rashi. Hachigasin in the bottom Rashi. Im oven pigul harei kvanem ala yirotzeh. This is what the Gemara means to say. Eiz oven yiru b'korban. What type of a chet can happen to the korban? Sheyatitz maratzolov. That we say because of the kain's tits that the korban is still kosher. Shey kosher. Im oven machsheves chuslam kain ma'yefis. The kain thinks b'shashchita. He's going to eat the meat at the wrong place. Is or make this rikas adam in the wrong place? Hakriya pigol. That's called pigol. Kedarmim b'zvachim. Shlishi zechuslam kain ma'y. That pigul who loyir rotsa. The Torah says whenever you have a machshavas of pigul, the carbon is loyir rotsa. The carbon is posel. It's not snow good. The other Gemara says time we're talking about a machshav of chuslam kaimai. Even though usually pigul in Gemara and Zvachim, that usually pigul is the chiyuv karis. Now usually there's two things. There's pigul and there's psul. Usually pigul means that Peshash, one of the Dalar Avoidis, you have a machshava to do it chuslis manai. You think now you're going to make the Zerikas Adam not at the right time, but I think now Peshash Chita, I'll do the Zerikas Adam in 2 days from now. That's usually called Tigal. And that makes the Kerman the Zechiv Chorus of Yidit. Chuslim Kaimai, that means not that you think to do it the wrong day, but you do it the wrong place. I'll think to do the Zerika today, but not at the right place of the Mizbeach, at the wrong place of the Mizbeach. That's called Chuslim Kaimai, which is not a Chiv Chorus. It's Tamalav. That's usually the Gemara there. Here's Rashi saying a little bit different. Rashi is saying just the opposite now. That Pigul is considered Chuslim Kaimai. That's not to say in Sechtel Zvachim. V'yemovei machsheves noisir means shechisha b'shchita amenas loich l'chuslis manoi. But if you think now, it's heated at the wrong time, harei kvanemer amakevois l'yechoshev. V'kino machsheves chuslis manoi. See, Rashi really is changing around from the din the way it is really by Kotchim. That really Pigul is chuslis manoi, and stam chuslim koim is machsheves psul. But I call upon him, the Mar saying, these two machshavas, you can't say that the tzitz helps it along. Because the Torah says clearly, for these two machshavas, if the shach to dal ravoidis, you think of doing something for achilam, shloi bizmanay, shloi bim koimay, the carbon is possible. So you can't say that tzitz is maratza for these averis. So the Gemara, for eino noisa, for which of